Fiona Ritchie along with you once again. It's the Thistle and Shamrock, and you're very welcome. Islands and Islands, the set of tunes there from flute player Nuala Kennedy. And welcome again, glad you could come along for another hour of music. This time around we're going to use our time together to explore music that ignites our passion for the wilderness. Traditional tunes often honour wild landscapes we love. Contemporary songs set about challenging us to protect them, inspiring our concern for the threatened wilderness and questioning our attitudes to the land. To ask the questions then, Dick Gochan, Moya Brennan, Dougie McLean, Dolores Keane and many more. Katrina Mackay explores new possibilities of Scottish harp. She's ahead with Forest Baby. First, we'll hear what Irish vocalist Karen Casey has to say in Mother Earth's Revenge.
Crashing wave on a winter's tide, the breeze that blows on a tall ship's sail. I am the kick of a salmon's tail. I'm up above and
wide with the ages and filled with the treasures of time. High walls, more than the strongest of hearts should believe they could climb. We all stand here broken and torn. We long to get back to what's real. Back to the open fields, back to the rolling hills, back to the running burn. I don't know anything green. Carefully chosen to distance and hold well away. Thin words, more than the gentlest of hearts can honestly say. We all stand here broken and torn. We long to get back to what's real. Back to the open fields, back to the rolling hills, back to the running burn. I don't know anything greater than you. Inside itself, never ever to be understood. Great days held for the few who don't care and don't think they should. We all stand here broken and worn. We long to get back to what's real. Back to the open fields, back to the rolling hills, back to the running burn. I don't know anything greater than you.
Dougie MacLean, Open Fields. John Muir was a naturalist, an engineer, a writer, the man whose travels and activism led to the creation of the National Park System in the United States. Saving Yosemite Valley and founding the Sierra Club, he's remembered as the father of the environmental movement. And he emigrated with his family from Scotland in the mid-19th century, so Brian McNeil's song, Muir and the Master Builder, wonders how his native land might have benefited had John Muir spent his life there. Dick Gochen sings Muir and the Master Builder. First of all, Natalie McMaster turns our attention to an area of great natural beauty in Scotland with these tunes. Welcome to the Trossachs. Thank you.
I asked the master builder, why did he make John Muir from the seed of a man? It's a hard and unforgiving, a father who tried to use the gospel to ensure that his son's life would never be worth living. And the Lord's voice whispered on the high Sierra winds, from the mountains where the clear waters lie, saying, hold the bravest heart above the gravest of sins, and I'll show you how to make a hero rise. Leave Calvin and the Bible to the parish of Dunbar. Give a blind man back his eyes to find the brightest of the stars, and lead him to the altar of a better God by far, in the vale of the Redwood Cathedral. I asked the master builder, how did he find put the man in the mountain, and the mountain in the man? How long did he search to find the uncommon clay that he needed for his master builder's plan? And the Lord's voice came down from the high Sierra skies, saying, take a heart of hard Scottish stone, plant the seed of a wild place deep down inside, and I'll show you how to call a hero home. Leave Calvin and the Bible to the parish of Dunbar. Give a blind man back his eyes to find the brightest of the stars, and lead him to the altar of a better God by far, in the vale Redwood Cathedral. And as I stand and I listen to the rippling waters fall, and I hear California call your savior, I cannot help but wonder had a different fortune called. Would you have done the same for Scotland the brave, your home and your father's? God lives above the redwoods, so the sea, looking down straight and true, the best of all his treasures. And if a man should stand among them to pray, it's against them the Lord will take his measure. and who proves straighter than Long Johnny Muir? A redwood of flesh, blood, and bone, filled by the master builder with a passion so pure for the mountains that no one can ever roam. Leave Calvin and the Bible to the parish old Dunbar. Give a blind man back his eyes to find the brightest of the stars. And beaten to the altar of a better God by fire, in the vein of the Redwood Cathedral. God lives above the redwoods, so the
Muir and the Master Builder, Dick Gochan, a Scots singer with the gravitas to deliver verses on such a legacy as John Muir's. Irish Voices' Dolores Keane and Moya Brennan are both ahead with more thoughts on our attitudes to the wilderness. Check out what's coming up on our radio programmes, as well as what you've heard on this one, when you visit our website. It's all there for you at thistleradio.com. And this is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie with Tony McManus there. More from the master guitarist later here on Thistle. This week's singers work from a premise that the best landscape is an unspoiled one, but I want to play a song from Janet Russell and Christine Kidd that laments other kinds of losses on the land. Shipyards, coal mines, farms, industries and workways that have changed landscapes forever, but also maintained and supported communities who lament their passing perhaps more than any countryside they may have blighted. So as we sing of the landscapes we want to protect and preserve, it is worth remembering that people still need to make a living on our land, so roll on the development of more green industries and green jobs. Tunes from the beautiful River Spey ahead. First, Pride's a Waugh from Janet Russell and Christine Kidd.
Shook his tail through all safely can they sing. Whilst yon fine sheep and trenched for trees prides a wall who ways to care, and it's freedom yet forever. Then he sang it in the tune through all your streets, safely can they sail, as all the colliery's claws of dune prides a wall who ways to care, and it's freedom.
Freedom yet forever.
Down the Botany Den, the Barton Crash is brown from the autumn state. Spreading hazel rustles as they bend and sway, as they laid in wait. My fathers, they have walked this road, and now I know, yes, given they know, there is no great and heavy load, and now I know, yes, given they know. Across the island face, the amber sun beats down, showing vivid green. I hear it wild and loud, feel it wild and proud, the way it's always been. My fathers, they have looked this way, and now I know, yes, didn't they know? No clever words we had to say, and now I know, yes, didn't they know? Children, it's the land you cannot own, the land owns you. It's the land, it is our wisdom. It's the land, it shines us through. It's the land that feeds our children. It's the land you cannot own, the land owns you.
Dolores Keane with the Dougie MacLean song Solid Ground, Davis Spillane on Illan Pipes. Some artists have become more known for their musical activism, if you like, on behalf of the environment, and Moya Brennan has certainly shared her concern for threatened wilderness through the years. Here she is.
Is there one bright star? One bright star in thank you.
Moya Brennan, Change My World, and she's one of the voices to speak for the natural world in some of her music. And that's where we've also been focused this week on the thistle and shamrock. Here in Scotland, I'm Fiona Ritchie, and our programme is a thistleradio.com production. Now, a couple of days after each show, we post full music details online, where you'll find programme playlists are archived for you too. So just check until you see the playlist for this week's show if you're interested. It's Notes for the Wilderness, and it's all at thistleradio.com, along with lots more for you to explore as well. And playlists can also be delivered to you by regular mail if you're looking for that. So just write, enclosing a self-addressed stamped envelope, to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. The Low Whistle makes music that seems to breathe fresh air. Joe McKenna developed the prototype of the instrument in the 1970s, and it's now very widely played. Here is Joe with Echoes Calling, playing Low Whistle and Illan Pipes here. I'll be back next week. I hope you will too. Join me then for more. Thank you. Find out more about NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock online. Our website is thistleradio.com. Connect via social media. On Twitter, I'm at Fiona Ritchie, or join me on Facebook at Thistle Radio. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie.